He's got four other.
I don't ask those kind of questions. Maybe she, the Mishnah tells us what? What does the Mishnah tell us? No, all I care about is the first thing. So what is it? So the halacha is, if you embarrass someone who's sleeping, you're chayev. Okay, Rashi says. Third line, pay five on the base. Sorry, fourth line. What's Rashi adding, by the way?
A man. A person.
Read the Gemara. Okay, so what's the question?
What's a din for someone who, let's say, embarrasses someone who's sleeping and the guy then dies?
Okay, so the Gemara skipped over what? I mean, that's the first thing you should ask. What did the Gemara skip over? What? No, forget Suma.
Just embarrassing kid in his
head.
What?
Right.
In other words, why are we taking it as a given that if you embarrass someone when they're sleeping, that you're chayev? Why is that so pshita? By the Aram, what do we determine by the Aram? So, is the Havi Maskana there? Is a decent rationale to say why you would argue that an Aram is la barboshes, right? I don't think it's crazy to assume that a guy who's sleeping. Maybe you wonder why the guy should not be barboshes. But you're right. That I disagree with that. However, you're right that you could probably deduce from the case of Mace backwards and understand why that should apply by the guy who's sleeping. Okay? Or the guy who dies. All right, so the question now is, if you embarrass a guy who's sleeping, and then what happens? He dies. So where does he know what to do? Okay, why? What's the question? Yeah, meaning what? Meaning, what are the two possibilities? Yeah. Tell us.
Amar of Zavid, how can you violate?
Zavid.
Zavid.
Yeah, Zavid. No problem at all. You can't embarrass him, he's dead. Okay. Amar of Zavid.
Wait, we haven't read the
vote. Dechimi Baile. Okay, that's very funny. So maybe you'll say what? Maybe you'll say, because of Kisufa. Now, let's be precise what Kisufa, what does Kisufa mean, Rashi? What? Chafia? Well, go back to the first Rashi. Mace? Right, Maho, right? So, no, at no point in time does a person sleeping ever recognize that he was embarrassed, right? He died before he had the chance to recognize that. Okay, now what does Kisufa mean? Rashi. What does that mean? Right, okay. So if the barometer for Boshes is face some sort of change in his face, right? So then what would you say? Well, so the Gemara say it. Ha misle. Yeah, but I'm saying, but how would you know if a person is embarrassed normally? What? Fine. But I'm saying, but normally speaking, if I start teasing Gabriel about his stance on his anti-constitutionalist position, you're right. But normally speaking, a person, come on, man, you know that. Normally speaking, you're just arguing for the sake of arguing at this point. You know that. Normally speaking, what happens? A person, you say, hum misle. So he's dead. Right? Let's say Kisufa. Right. So where's your Kisufa here? All right? You can't have it. There's no Kisufa to speak of. Right? Guy died. Okay. Oh. Ha Ozle. So what? Now what is Zilusa? Rashi. Okay. So what does Zilusa mean?
Like someone who's embarrassed in front of a bunch of people, but it was never...
I want to know exactly what Rashi's saying. Just your Rashi. Mizalzobo. He is degraded publicly, right? The Alpha P, even if what?
Even if I wasn't like, was put on his heart, i.e.
Which means, right, so even though he has no relationship to or sense of the fact that everyone's laughing at him or degrading him, he's still be chayef, okay? So there's your two possibilities, right? And the Gemara couldn't lay it out any clearer. Do you say that the person has to, what? Has to, what? As long as it, right. Now let me ask a question. So, should I use the whiteboard already?
Oh,
you gotta, it's all gonna work out. Don't worry, Kristen. It's all. Okay, slowly. So Remeir holds what? Remeir holds a cheresh and a katan, they are subject to boshes, right? And a shota, no boshes. Okay? E amris. No, no. Hainu de katani. Katan. Oh, okay, fine, sorry. Okay? So what would you say in that possibility? If you say it's because it's ilusa, so then what? A katan subject to boshes.
Yeah,
okay. Eliyamis bishum kisufa. Karban boshesu. You tell me that a katan experiences boshes. When does a katan experience boshes? Let's say a little a 5-year-old runs around, you know, screaming, no diaper on. He's not experiencing boshes. Okay. So Gemara says Ella. But one second. Now what's the Gemara's move right now? Just get the mechanics now. Oh, before it gets to that though, one second, you're asking on katan. One second, what about let's apply the shota case? Are you so sure the shota should not be chayim boshes? Because look at the case of the shota. Ella my mishum zilusa. I feel a shota nami, right? A shota should be included in boshes. Because what can you say about a shota? Right. Okay. So it's a side point, but I think it's critical. Right. So then let's put shota over here. Shota is what? Right. So the halachah is what? Zilzul. Right, and Maskana is read the Gemara. What's Maskana say? Obviously, that has to be explained. What is this idea? No. He's not experiencing embarrassment, right? But Zilzel won't apply.
Why does it say that box
grade? No, so we're going to say, really, it's what? It's Zilusa, right? Bar Kisufahu, right? So there, and therefore, and Kidama Rapapa. All right, so that we don't have to deal with. It's a question of which kind of katan you're talking about. Is it a katan who's like a little tyke? So that guy is not, that little kid's not going to be subject to boshes. But a kid, I don't know, with barchinuch, whatever, he's older, he will be subject to boshes. That's not our issue. Okay, so now we can define this. So what's the simplest question to ask at this point?
Oh, what's not locus? Well,
the suffix. In other words, which way would you go? Which way would you go?
Yeah,
no.
It seems
that's true. So I want to know what makes each one logical.
It seems the natural way to go would be Kisufa.
Okay. Why?
Because
what he's trying to do is he's trying to say that it's not just a din. We're not trying to define what the phenomenon of embarrassment is, right? That's not the Gemara's objective. We're not here to define what boshes could be. We're trying to define the halachic idea of boshes. And how's our halachic idea of boshes expressed? Chiyuv tashlumin, right? So we don't know what boshes. We don't care. We don't care. As if you want to know what boshes was, we consult who? Psychologists or something like that. We're not interested in that. What we're interested in is how do we take this amorphous phenomenon, right, and give it an actual monetary value? Okay. So normally speaking, what do we do? What do we turn to? Let's take nezek. Okay. We said this before. Nezek, right? Nezek's a market value. And what's a market value based on? I go to the Wall Street Journal, I look in the back section, and I look for the reduction in the commodity section on, let's say, slaves. I look at what's the difference in value between A and B, right? So the thing you should apply to Boshes here as well. We turn to the social standard. But the social standard is no different than that's the market. But what's the market for Boshes? The market for Boshes is how society evaluates the guy. That's a market for Boshes, right? That's one possibility. Or,
if you're going to go down the road, then you do a test
for the degrading. It's splitting. Normally, you would look at, let's say, Tsar and Nezek in one way. The Gemara is saying because of the amorphous nature of Boshes, it's splitting normally how you would look at Mazak and Nizak into two possibilities, right? Meaning two features that exist in every other area of Achovel, right? That exists here too, but because of the nature of Boshes, we can't definitively say if it's one or the other. You understand? Boshes is tolerating, what I want to posit is, Boshes is tolerating an inferior form of monetization that wouldn't exist by Nezek. Nezek would never buy this business, ever. Okay? And I'll show you why. So one way is you're just purely looking at the market value. That's it, right? Regardless of what? Regardless if
there are people there, or if he got embarrassed.
Regardless of the guy ever experienced embarrassment. Now, let me ask you just a quick question. Could that ever work by Nezek?
No.
Of course not, because what do you mean by Nezek?
You have
an arm lobbed off, right? You have an arm shot down here. So think about that. I mean, so one possibility by Boetius is to say that we're going to look at the market value abstracted from the actual, what? From the mice itself, right? So what's the other way to go? The other way, obviously, is ignoring the metric of... What? A Nizak. In other words, the problem is, without the experience, how does he define as a Nizak? What? No, it's not the word. That's the halakhic phenomenon. A Nizak means... A Nizak... No. But Nizak means someone whose experience, someone who's gone to the experience of a reduction in monetary value, right? So that's what they're saying here. What they're saying by the case of the Yashin and Mace is that we don't know what to say. Because Boetius is amorphous. It could be either you could say that, what? You could say that we're going to go by the market standard that already exists, right? Or we could say, no, we're going to say we have to define the guy as a Nizak, right? Whereas, if he doesn't experience it, how can you define it as a Nizak? But the Yashin case, okay? The Yashin case, what about the Yashin case? What? Okay, so that's what you're going to have to say. No, I know. No, but I want to show you something. Fine, you're right. I'm not sure. I know, I'll tell you why. Because if you buy what I'm saying, so I would argue like this. I'd argue that this is, these components, these, understand when I say this, these phenomena exist in every other category of a chova. Okay, every other category has these phenomena. Not kisufa, like the guy's embarrassed, but the idea of a definition of a nizak, an idea of a sort of objective market metric to determine the loss in value. Oh. So what's unique about the Yashin case? Okay, the Yashin case, I'd argue, actually has both in them. It does have both, right? But here, what's happened by the Yashin case? The guy, when you pants the guy, what has he definitely experienced? Zilzel, right? Right? So you can argue already at that point, what do you have? Oh, so you can argue at that point in time. So I have no other word to use other than this word. In a sense, this is sort of a process because you can argue that the Boetius is complete through his experience of Kisufa. So you could have a delay here. You can have a delay here because you have done in the Mishnah. You have done a Maisa Boetius. You've created Zilzel, right? The only thing is, when he wakes up, now you can argue that it's culminated in his expression of being a Nizak now. So now you have the complete Boshes. Meaning, if you embarrass a guy when he's sleeping, it's an incomplete Boshes, but you're still Chayim and Tashlumen. You understand? You're still Chayim and Tashlumen because you start. But it's hard for me to imagine that. I don't buy the idea that. That's why I was trying to trap you. It doesn't make sense to say that I did a mice of Boshes on the guy, but it's not Chal until he wakes up. Like, it doesn't come into existence until he wakes up. That doesn't make any sense. For me, because I think it fits in perfectly to this split by the case in the mace. And why the Gemara wouldn't ask the question about Yashin. So now the question is Shota, right? So Shota, what do we say by Shota? So Shota is what? We say Shota, Havmin is Zilzul should still apply, right? Okay, so you gotta take this guy out of the room. Now, who would you want? Now, come on, I'm not sure how much you thought about this, but who's this in compare contrast to? Okay, good. So you're going to have to put him in the category of Aram, right? Aram being over here. Yeah. Now, how is he different than an Aram?
He's not choosing.
What?
It's not like a...
It's unchoice. There's a difference between someone... There's a difference between... Yeah, go ahead. The Aram removes himself... Well, like you said before, the Aram redefines the social norm, right? There's a new social norm in the... What? No, see, the Aram, what does the Aram do? The Aram redefines the social norm. So his action removes him from Boshes, right? But that's not the same idea here, though. It's not that the Shota removes himself of Boshes. Rather, what? What is he?
He is.
No, it's more than that. What is he? What is he doing? What's the Shota doing? What?
For lack of a better term, he's like a walking embarrassment.
If you chop off the arm of a Shota, you're still chayev in Nezek, Ripu, Sheves, some of the work, and Tsar. He's not chayev in Boshes. Right, exactly, right. No, enough. Gabriel, go on. Rapab Amar. You guys throwing darts. Go, Rapab Amar.
After recalling?
Yeah.
Rapab Amar, Hakik Mabaylein, Yishuv Kisuf Adidehun.
Okay, well, slow down. So now Rapab comes back and says what? He says, not so fast. He says, there's another way to learn the suffix. The Gemara's question is another way to learn the suffix of what? Of whether, by the case of the Yashin who dies. Yeah. Okay, so again, going back to the case of the Yashin who dies, there's another way to learn the suffix. Okay, how?
Isaac Yisufa.
So if you say it's because of Kisufa, right, what's the answer? Ha.
The Hamislein.
Right. And then they're for what?
And
he's Potter.
Yeah.
O Dilma,
Mishum Boshes Mishpacha.
This is very
embarrassed.
This is very, very difficult. Okay? So what's the problem? The problem is that we're not worried about the objective social metric. We're worried about his family.
Oh, you told us not to read that.
No, well, because I thought we would be up to... One second. What do you mean not to read that?
You told us last time not to read
that.
Yeah,
I said up to...
I was going to say
what kind of thing is that? All right, so keep going. So now the Gemara is going to go to the same thing. Tashma. Right. So if you say it's because of Boshes Mishpacha, then what? So now, how do you Katan? What do you say about the Katan?
Then he'd be a Baroshes.
Okay. Ela Iyamres Mishum Kisufa Didei. Good. Keep going. Elamai
boshes the divnei mishpacha. I feel shote nami shote ehum boshes mizu.
Good mizu. Okay. So the same thing as before. Mikom makom. Nifshot mina.
Boshes mishpacha.
No, keep going.
Yeah.
Right, and therefore, so Amar Papa in right. Why? Okay,
yeah.
Okay, and then it says Vahatani. Keep going. Just finish up that last line.
Rabbi
Omer. Right. Katan pa'amim yeshlo bosh. Emo. Right. So hard. Demchamulu mechlam. Right. Vaha. What? Demchamulu levelo mechlam. So again, it's a question of what how old he is. So now you have another problem. This is what you can start thinking about now. So the question is like this. The question is going to be, let's change our paradigm. It's no longer Kisufa versus Zilzal. It's what? Okay, so at the very least, we could say, I don't want to define this yet, but what can we say this is certainly not? It's not what? Meaning it's not some sort of like some sort of objective social metric? There's only limited to what? What does it mean? What does this even mean? Were you trying to answer it?
I mean, it's like a Japanese thing.
What?
It's not my family.